This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 14th. God's word to you today is guided. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy 3, verse 15 from the New International Version, and it says, "If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth." The gifts of the Holy Spirit are to be used with diligence, cheerfulness, and faithfulness. Please read Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, and 1 Peter 4, verses 10 to 11. Spiritual gifts are to be used in an orderly and fitting way. Please read 1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 to 33, and verse 40. Paul was saying to the Corinthian church that all things, not a few things or some things, but all things be done decently and in order. Some people feel that because it is a church, things can be done just anyhow. And there are people that just like doing things upside down in a disorderly way. God is clear in His word. All things must be done decently and in order. The possession of a specific gift should never be the cause of personal pride or boasting or individualism or isolationism. Please read Romans 12 verse 3 and 1 Corinthians 12 verses 14 to 26. The gifts of the Holy Spirit operate through faith. It takes faith to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Most times, God's leading does not line up with our thinking, but it takes faith to operate the gifts of the Holy Spirit because it means putting yourself out there. When someone is sick and you pray for the person, you are putting yourself out there. When God gives you a word, you put yourself out there. It takes faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him." Most people struggle with knowing what to do next after perhaps God has shown them something about someone. The question always is, should the person be told or not? Especially when it is not something harmful. And when it is something beneficial, but there is no leading to tell the person, is it a sin to keep quiet? I honestly do not think it is a sin to keep quiet, particularly if God has not told you to tell the person, but just pray about it. However, if it is something that you feel is information that the person needs, the first question is, do you have a relationship with the person? If you do, then it is easier. However, if you do not, you could do a cold call. Just walk up to the person. But I would not suggest you do a cold call in a community. You do a cold call if God gives you a word for someone on the street. However, in a community, I would advise that you work through the system of that local church so that there is no confusion. The Bible says that in the church of God, which is the pillar of righteousness, there is a way to behave. Let us pray. Holy Spirit of the living God, I submit to you, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, guide me in all I do, even as you express your heart through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.